Hopefully we get our run game going even more. I think that will help him. So, you know, we expect him to continue to make really good strides, and just like every player on our team.
Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley making the rounds in the media center at Lucas Oil Stadium Thursday, part of Jaguars Day at the NFL Scouting Combine. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. JP Shadrick with you. We're in the Jaguars suite at Lucas Oil Stadium again, where things on the field will start happening on Friday, but plenty of action downstairs again today in the media center. Jaguars Day, both the Jags head coach and general manager spoke with the media today. First off, Gus Bradley this morning around 10:30, talking about a few different topics around the Jaguars, the possibility of Brandon Linder moving to center, Dante Fowler Jr.'s progress coming off the knee injury, and the process of continuing to build a roster, especially on the defensive side. And for the Jags head coach, building through the draft is still the priority.
I think every team understands in the NFL, you try to build it through the draft. You supplement it with free agency. But, you know, this is a piece of the puzzle that we're going to see here today and the rest of the week.
Jags GM Dave Caldwell spoke this afternoon around 2:30. It's a big offseason for Dave. Lots of money to spend in free agency. It's his fourth draft class coming in this spring. And Caldwell, of course, is a draft-oriented guy. Free agency is a quick fix, and you got to be ready to pay for it.
You know, the nature of free agency is you're going to overpay. And if you want a player, you're going to have to overpay to get him. And it's just the nature of the beast. And there's a limited talent pool of players. And there seems to be a large pool of money this year, especially in North Florida.
Plenty of content all over Jaguars.com right now. Jaguars.com live the last couple of days. Today with Dave Caldwell. Media row behind the scenes access with head coach Gus Bradley as he made the rounds earlier, press conferences, and so much more right now. Coming up on Friday, we'll be live at noon with Jaguars.com live, and of course Inside the Jaguars presented by FanDuel to wrap up the day. It's been a busy day at Lucas Oil Stadium. Another big day coming up on Friday. We'll have it all right here on Inside the Jaguars presented by FanDuel.